This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, this could be a broadcast of world record proportions today. We are live at Autism One and simulcasting over Google, what is it called, Hangout?
Google Hangout, yeah. We're streaming live over YouTube. So people are hearing us
and seeing us.
That's
scary, except for one guy that we want you all to see and meet. Brian Hooker, PhD, our good buddy, and he is with us to open the show here today at Autism One. We're here thanks to a number of sponsors that made this possible, including our friends from HempMeds PX and Sovereign Silver, and, of course, Robert's Water, the Echo 7 with Paul Barrettiero. To be here is a big deal. It's a big doggin' deal, I should say, and we're grateful that we're able to be here. We're debuting my book, Unlock the Power to Heal, as well. I'll be lecturing on Friday, and I'm kind of bummed out about my lecture, Super Don. I'm bummed out.
Bummed out?
I'm
why?
Bummed because it's at the same time as our good friend and first guest of the show today, Brian Hooker.
That is a bummer.
We gotta team up and go get somebody because somebody royally messed up on that.
How'd that happen? I am not pleased about that because I wanted to attend your talk and I wanted you in the audience in my talk.
So. I wanted to introduce you for your talk.
Yes,
man.
Yes, that actually was the plan. We're gonna have to do something else now. But
now I don't mean to start off the show with a complaint. That's not my reason for doing it. It just should show you if you come to Autism One how many overwhelming, wonderful speakers there are, good topics to educate and learn, and hopefully they'll video or audio tape them because we can't go to all of them. But, Brian, I'm so glad you're with us today. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, you have been uncovering for many years now through Freedom of Information Act request and other mechanisms, things that they knew, that they did not admit to, that they did not let out to the public, about the damaging effects of mercury in vaccines, or maybe the vaccines themselves, but certainly the mercury or thimerosal that was present in them, that in fact still is in them. So we probably need to get a brief overview update as we start off today's broadcast for all our new listeners. I know that's a big task to do, but I know you're up for it.
I'm very excited to be here. Anytime we can get the word out regarding malfeasance in the vaccine safety program at the CDC, I appreciate the opportunity. There's so much that's going on right now. I'm not exactly sure where to start, but I wanted to specifically, if you can indulge, talk about what I found out about the MMR vaccine and the timing of the MMR vaccine. The last time I was on your show, I talked about some data that I was able to reanalyze that showed that African-American males, if they get the MMR on time, are about three and a half times, that's 350% more likely to receive an autism diagnosis versus those African-American males that got the MMR vaccine after 36 months of age or 3 years of age. And so I was able to go through that information. I'm hoping to get that published soon. That went out to a peer-reviewed journal. I'm very, very encouraged that hopefully we can get that out in the peer-reviewed literature, the same type of peer-reviewed literature that the CDC is saying, oh, this is where our hallmark studies are.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found is that the CDC knew about this risk. there were five co-authors on the paper. The first author on the paper that came out that CDC basically said that there was no risk involved in the timing of the MMR vaccine, that you could get it on time without any effects or any risk of autism.
Right.
This paper came out in 2004, but I was able to get some background documents, and it showed that the CDC knew as early as November 2001. Now, that's almost 13 years ago. They knew about this effect for African Americans. They never parsed out males and females, but what they saw was that in African Americans in general, there was a very, very strong susceptibility. They looked at those individuals that got the MMR on time. That's somewhere between 12 months and 18 months. Mm-hmm. And those individuals that got the MMR after 36 months, and they saw a statistically significant, very, very strong risk. Didn't look at the difference between males and females, but the risk was over double.
All right.
For those that got the MMR on time.
We got to go back because I don't know how many weeks ago it was we had you on to reveal this, right?
Okay.
And it was huge news, although some people were just a little too shocked by it. They said, that can't be the case. You must be doing a math that the CDC doesn't know about, because how would the CDC not see what you've been able to unfurl, so to speak, and report on and actually submit for peer review?
The CDC has seen what the CDC came up with these numbers first. What I found was I confirmed the CDC's background numbers, okay, and I was able to basically, within a margin of about 2%, recreate what the CDC did in the background data. But what the CDC chose to do was to hide this risk, and they were very, very duplicitous in the way that they hid this risk. They decided, and this almost sounds like a poll tax to me, they decided that the African Americans in the study, that they would only allow the results for those African Americans that could show a valid Georgia birth certificate. This was done in the state of Georgia. It was Metro Atlanta. So they threw out the remainder of the individuals. They threw out about 300 individuals. So their study had much less statistical power. They only had overall in their African American cohort,
okay,
which is the group of individuals in the study.
Right.
Overall, they only had 500 individuals. And in one group, they had less than five kids with autism. So they basically buried this relationship. They lost all statistical significance,
okay,
and they only did it for African Americans. They did not do it for Caucasians.
Yeah, I have to ask, what is this about birth certificates? What does it have to do with this statistical analysis or the analysis of incidence of autism? I'm lost on that. Is there some kind of relationship between you're less likely to have autism if you have a valid Georgia birth certificate? I mean, come on.
There is no sense to what they did. There is absolutely
a scientific criteria, is it?
Right. Right. There's not and I've obtained documentation where they did the analysis with all the children in the group that they analyzed in the cohort, and then they side by side did the analysis where they took out individuals that did not have a valid Georgia birth certificate, and they used a lame excuse regarding covariates. A covariate is another variable that may come into play in the statistical analysis. They said some covariates you would need to get only off of birth certificate information, which they claimed was birth weight, and birth certificates don't have birth weight on them either.
They were stretching.
They were stretching. But the thing that is so devious is, why did they do this only for African Americans? Why didn't they do this for white people? Why didn't they do this for Hispanic people?
So, in other
people?
Words, they didn't have to validate that the white kids had a valid Georgia birth certificate.
Right, because the results when they did for white kids did not show an effect. The effect was specifically in African Americans. So they had
basically
to get
they hid the fact that, as you said, a 3.5 times incident rate of autism with kids, black kids in particular, getting the MMR shots within that 12 to 18 month window, as they call it, on schedule.
That is correct.
There had to be a concern. We've got to hide this. We can't let this out. This could be what would happen. Would we see, interestingly enough, the CIA is claiming they're sorry, they're never going to use vaccines as a way to spy on other countries. That would they see that the African American community would say, wait a second, 3.5 times more likely to get this autistic diagnosis if we vaccinate on schedule for MMR? Would they think that they're going to lose that community? What's their thought?
They, their thought could have been, I can only surmise what these individuals are thinking. And granted, it's a completely different culture.
Right.
It is a very, very strong, you toe the line, big brother culture. And what I've noticed is when people don't toe the line, when somebody asks the question within the CDC, and recognize I've FOIA'd thousands and thousands of pages of documents, but when somebody falls out of line in the CDC and questions things, they turn it into a personnel issue. They won't look at their policies, but they'll look at that individual within the CDC and say, there's something wrong with you mentally or emotionally because you're falling out of line in the CDC. And a lot of times what will happen is if an individual dissents, then they'll be put on administrative leave. And I've got several documents showing CDC employees where their supervisors are recommending that they see a psychologist.
This sounds like Soviet Union tactics. You don't fit into this society. We're going to send you out there for reprogramming of some kind.
Retraining. We'll send you to reprogramming camp for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll do a 6 week camp with a couple of weekend follow ups, and then you can fall back into the line. You can follow Big Brother to tooth and nail to the death.
Do we need to bring Gorbachev back and put him in charge of the CDC for some glasnost? I mean, come on, right?
Please, anything. You know, the agency, as far as I'm concerned, needs to go away.
Yeah.
And at a minimum, vaccine safety should never be done. If we're going to look at vaccine safety, if you choose to vaccinate, which I would recommend not,
mm-hmm.
but if you choose to vaccinate and put that stuff in your body, then vaccine safety should not be in the CDC. This is the organization yearly that spends $4 billion on vaccines alone. They are completely conflicted.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, vaccine safety shouldn't be in the Department of Health and Human Services. It should be a completely different entity. If anything, the DHHS has showed us that they are completely unworthy of our trust.
Right. This is huge breaking news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from Autism One today. AutismOne.org if you want to check it out. RobertScottBell.com for the links. Brian Hooker is with us to open the show with, we can end the show right now. We've done our service. We have done our service, our good deed for the day to let this out. But if you submit this information, this data to peer review, again, I so much appreciate you, your flexibility in answering questions that aren't data-driven from me, because you're a friend as well. And I want to get back a little bit more into that data, too, and the peer review process to see, is it likely that it will be published, or will they stuff this down some other hole? We're going to find out. This is Robert Scott Bell Show, live from Autism One. Brian Hooker sticking around with us another segment at least. Super Don Naylor, you can watch us on what? Google Hangout.
Yeah, check out the Facebook page. We're just testing it out. Let us know if it's working okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Let us know if it's working, this live Google Hangout version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are videoing through YouTube. I think you can pick
Correct.
Up the feed, right?
Correct. And the way to find it is at the Robert Scott Bell Facebook page at this point.
Okay. So that's right. That's how we're linking it up for now. Brian Hooker, you can see he's with us. He's dressed in yellow. He's mellow yellow. And we don't typically delineate humans, but in terms of scientific inquiry, when you come up with distinctions and differences, they are reportable. And in this case, what Brian Hooker is related to us is a 3.5-time increase in incidence of autism or diagnosis of autism within that spectrum of African-American boys particularly, right?
That's correct.
If they take the MMR vaccine on schedule between 12 and 18 months. The CDC knows it. You pulled the math from their own data. Is that correct?
That is correct, and confirmed their own data.
And you've reworked the data to reveal that. And then from there, you take it into a, as a PhD, you know how to write research papers and papers to submit for peer review. You've been published before, have you not?
Right, right.
Okay, so this wasn't just
50-some-odd publications.
50-some-odd peer-reviewed publications, Brian Hooker. So you take this data, you submit it to a publication for peer review. In theory, from an outsider's perspective, I'd say, oh, my gosh, if they see what you're revealing there, they would say, we cannot publish this or else they'll shut us down. I mean, has it changed or am I just pulling it out? I don't know where to go with that.
There are some journals that will publish this type of research. There are some folks left. There are really almost no journals that are in the United States that would publish it. But I've had some success getting some journals actually out of mainland China
mm-hmm.
that will publish this type of research, and I'm very hopeful for this particular publication.
Mm-hmm.
I submitted it probably about a month and a half ago. And so
Contacted you since?
It has undergone peer review. It's basically sitting on the editor's desk to figure out, you know, whether they're going to publish it or not. Mm-hmm. But I've had explicitly the opposite as well. I've had journal articles that have revealed something. This was specific to Thimerosal. Went through peer review. We went through the entire process, sat on the editor's desk. The editor approved it. Then the publisher saw it, and the publisher nixed it at the very, very last minute.
Right. So if they're going to assess the validity for publication, what are they doing here? Are they going to do your math? Are they going to run your numbers? What is it that they're going to have to assess in a document or a paper like this?
In this particular document, I've reported enough raw data that they can actually repeat the analysis. So they should be able to see the information for themselves firsthand. So when you do a simple statistical model like this, then it's a very, very easy peer review. Either it's right or it's not.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was thinking that's the layers on this one are not like you're taking extrapolating data in many ways to come to a conclusion. This seems to be more like, I'm not going to say it's a 2+2+4 equation, but in the realm of statistical analysis from a PhD perspective, this should be easy to either validate or refute.
Yes, this should be a very, very simple process, but you know we'll see what's going on. It's electric because of the MMR vaccine and because of all the persecution that wonderful heroes like Andy Wakefield have endured. And so you use the word MMR in the title of a peer-reviewed publication, then it's going to undergo a certain amount of scrutiny. And I know that if it does get published, just like usual, I'll get attacked in the blogosphere. All the bloggers will start to write and, you know, call me.
Here they come.
Exactly. The Valkyrie. They do tend to pile it on, and I don't have to tell you guys because you get it all the time.
Well,
so.
You know, listen, when we first talked about it, one of our leftist friends, you know who I'm talking about, was just sort of attacking a little bit and saying, that can't be, or, you know, where's the peer review, right? And yet, when you get peer reviewed, some of those same people will attack you for it being published, you know, because they have an agenda, they have a religious cult-like devotion to certain, I wouldn't call them ideals, maybe they would, and vaccination being the third rail of pharmaceutical politics, so to speak. I mean, you can't question it.
Well, listen,
it, but
some people, you're wrong no matter what. Mm-hmm. They've already prejudged that situation. So they could say, well, you're wrong because you don't have the peer-reviewed science. You come up with the peer-reviewed science. Well, that peer-reviewed science isn't right. There's something wrong with that peer-reviewed science.
Right. Know. And then, as you say, ad hominem, let's attack Brian Hooker. No, give Brian Hooker a hug.
That's right. This man deserves
your love and your appreciation. Can you stick around a few more minutes?
I can stick around. Thank you very much.
We're planning to have Ian Elliott from My Compassion on as well next. We'll get to that in a bit. Thanks to HempMeds PX. We're here at Autism One. And thanks to Sovereign Silver. And thanks to Echo Water, robertswater.com. Check it out. Say thanks to our sponsors. Back with a little more Brian Hooker after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, we're back. We're live. We're happening. It's on a Google Hangout, too, if you find me on Twitter, the Twitter feed. Can we send that out through the Twitter feed, the link to the Google
Hangout? Actually, it went out on Twitter as well.
Twitter as well. So if you follow me at RRS Bell Media, also Robert Scott Bell on Facebook. We got Brian Hooker right now with us a few more minutes at Autism One. Thanks to Terry and Ed Aranga as well. Thanks to Paul Bertiero and Robert's Water. Thanks to Theo and the family at Sovereign Silver and our friends at HempMed CBD, Cannabidiol from Industrial Hemp. We are rocking the health world with Brian Hooker, my friend, and appreciate you so very much. And I appreciate you walking through the peer review process even on this issue, because I want to demystify these things for people, understand
sure.
how this happens. And also, when you speak as about the CDC, it's not only as a PhD researcher and seeing the corruption and the lack of scientific integrity, but it's also as a dad, a parent of a vaccine-injured child.
That's correct. You know, we live and go through this every day, and the fact that this information was buried, that my son's vaccine injury could have been prevented, well, it makes me want to fight more. And I do, I want to request anybody that is listening or watching, please specifically, if you could, pray for that publication, pray for that MMR publication. I need as much support as I can get, and we want the truth to come out. We want a journal to step up and basically have the guts to be able to publish the truth on this. And I
right.
do have background CDC documents within that publication that show exactly when they knew, when the CDC knew about this risk for African American males.
And you said as of November 2001, they had the data, they should have known, or they definitely knew and had to cover it up.
They had the data, they definitely knew, and they covered it up.
It's huge. Now, this issue, I don't know, you've done a few other radio shows, I hope, to get the word out a little bit, right?
Yes.
Okay. But as far as what we'd call the old media, the pharmaceutically conflicted media, they haven't touched this yet, have they?
No, the mainstream media will not touch this. The mainstream media is basically quoting, there was another fraudulent paper that came out of Australia that was a meta-analysis of supposedly all the literature on vaccines and autism. Selectively, they avoided any publications by me, any publications by the Geyers, any publications that would show an adverse event related to vaccine somehow didn't appear in their meta-analysis. So the mainstream media is chewing on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God for people like you, Dr. Bell and Super Don, because you're getting the word out.
Yeah, we're doing a media bypass.
Absolutely.
And we're not into surgery. But
not a gastric pie bypass.
No.
No, no.
Media, we're just going our end around. And
right.
then they're going to come and catch up one day. They'll figure
and
it out.
And they are. They are a little bit. We keep
yeah.
noticing, you know, these news outlets, Fox News,
well,
we talk about them a lot.
Yeah.
Robert on Fox News with Carol Olive,
that's
that
right.
is extremely encouraging.
Can you imagine we revealed the history of medicine in America in a five-minute segment? The way I just...
Wow.
Like, yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. We
absolutely.
I don't think in the history of news on TV
yeah.
has there ever been anybody say the words... Flexner Report.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
People are going, the what?
Or the Church of Biological Mysticism.
That's right.
The Church of Biological Mysticism.
Right.
I love that
kind
one.
Cool. That's
yeah.
right.
It's patent pending.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's a John Rappaport special. We appreciate it. And as far as the updates, I know you'll be in touch with us the moment you know something more, because we'll report on it, of course.
Yes, there is as soon as... we hear back and on whether that's going to be published or not, I'll let you know.
Okay.
And then when the publication actually comes out, I work for an organization called Focus Autism. Focus Autism will also have a press release. So the mainstream media will have a shot at it. Remains to be seen whether they'll pick it up or not.
Mm.
But, you know, we do chip away at different media outlets. Some of the local outlets will pick us up.
Right, right. Yeah, it's true. We're seeing some movement in that regard. So with that, we'll just stay in touch at this point and follow up the moment we know something more. Whether it gets published or not, you know the story's going to keep on growing.
Right.
Because we've got families and moms and dads here that are not going to be quiet about it. They're not, like in years past, looking to the federal government to repair and fix what the federal government screwed up either.
Right.
They're starting to realize we got to do this ourselves.
This is grassroots. This is us. If we don't do it, nobody else will. Really.
Yeah.
Really. And I'll keep in touch on, I've got a stack of about 5,000 pages of CDC documents to go through when I get home. And as things come out, mm-hmm. as more data manipulation, as more cherry-picking of information, as more of these studies come out, or these stories
right.
around the studies come out, I'll let you know.
Beautiful, beautiful. Also, as this story unfolds, I mean, my heart aches for the lies that have been told and the people who have been harmed because of these lies being told, but you're shining a bright light in a realm or an arena like being a PhD that we cannot, but we certainly can report on it. And we're glad that you're here with us to do that.
Thank you so much.
So
it's
hope
an
to
honor.
See you tonight with Dr. Rashid Bitar. We got 2 hours of intense politics and healing.
I will be there.
Yep. And, of course, come down to Autism One to see that. And Brian Hooker will be, you know, he's the only guy I will say, if you don't want to come to see me, go see Brian Hooker. He's cool. I'd be all right with that. I'll sign you a permission slip if you need. If you don't want to see me, you can see Brian.
A seal of approval from Robert Scott.
Not that he needs it, but that's right.
This is a small cloning experiment. We could take care of that whole thing.
There you go.
All right, Brian.
All Monsanto.
We'll talk to you real soon.
Bless
Brian
you.
Hooker.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So we have got to do some more compassionate discussion. And Brian's a compassionate guy. I got to sign my book for him sometime on the next break. Don't let me forget.
Okay.
We need to get Ian Elliott over here. Somebody can grab Ian. And
Ian,
we got. Oh, there you go. Just yell into the microphone.
Ian, come on over.
Super Don's yelling for our
next
guest. Usually he's in a whole other studio in a whole other state. We're sitting right next to each other. Check it out in the social blogosphere network, whatever it's called. You'll see pictures of Super Don and me live here at Autism One, and you can watch us on the Google Hangout. Let me crank up your microphone. Ian Elliott from MyCompassion.org. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. How's the day been?
It's been really great. Really rewarding to be here to get this information out. And we're richly rewarded just hanging out with you and your organization that you're with, My Compassion.
Sure.
We're going to be joining you in Chicago. We're on Chicago, but in a couple of weeks, the 7th and 8th of June at the Navy Pier, for the, what do they call it, the Chicago Cannabis Conference?
Yeah, the Chicago Cannabis Conference. It's a conference being run by My Compassion in an effort to not only raise awareness about medical cannabis, some of the positive benefits from it, but also to help raise some awareness from other people in the state, especially as Illinois is set to start their medical program while the bill passed, the patients will... we'll have availability in 2015. So we're raising awareness for that as well.
Now, Ian, you're a young guy. I mean, you know, I met Mish and Heidi. They've been running this organization, doing great work. As a college-age student?
I just finished my freshman year.
Wow. How did you get involved with My Compassion?
Okay, so I actually sustained a sports injury. I was playing high school football and sustained an injury that left me with an epilepsy condition. I became a patient in Michigan, and when I went to college, I noticed that there was very little advocacy on the campus at Central Michigan where I attend. And so I started Student Advocates for Medical and Recreational Cannabis. We're a nonprofit there that advocates to students on campus. And Mission Heidi and My Compassion crew, they like what we did, and so we're finding ways to associate the group, internship programs, things like that. And so that's why we're here. We're providing some volunteer basis for My Compassion, and that's who we're representing today.
Awesome. That's really cool. Now, you said you had a head injury leading to an epileptic condition.
Yep.
Most of the epilepsy I see is due to the gastrointestinal inflammation and damage from vaccines, antibiotics, and other environmental heavy metals and things.
Yeah, I'm certainly an exception, yeah.
You're coming at it from a... And I had a buddy of mine, one of my oldest friends, going back to the third or fourth grade, when he was a kid, he had a bike injury and hit his head, and he's had epilepsy, so his was also an injury scenario. But we've been hearing great results for epileptics dealing with this in a non-drug fashion or in combination with drugs by using the CBD-rich hemp oil, industrial hemp oil. What have you used and what have you seen in terms of, have you done the cannabis with CBD, the THC, the combination? What has worked for you?
Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't even quite understand the difference between THC and CBD until I started getting into this advocacy. In Michigan, the way the program is set up, we are not CBD only. We have availability, the entire plan is available to us as patients, which is something My Compassion advocates for in certain cases. THC is certainly needed in certain seizure cases. My case tends to be one of them where the CBD only certainly helps me. It's a great product, and it's especially great that we're able to take that CBD from industrial hemp and start getting it to patients. But
all 50 states.
For sure. Yeah. But at the same time, there is a need for some of the other compounds from the plant, and that's the way I've been utilizing it. Unfortunately, when the program started in Michigan, we were able to ingest. We were able to use oils and tinctures, which is, as far as I'm concerned, is the safest, especially for a college student like myself. I don't need to be walking around smoking.
Uh-huh.
And the Supreme Court ruling in Michigan made it essentially oils, tinctures, medibles are no longer protected under the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act.
So they're not allowing you to take it orally through eating.
Right, which is very frustrating, especially for myself. I do some consulting with parents who do have children with epilepsy, cancer patients. They don't want to smoke.
How do they deliver to the kids that are that young?
Right now they are forced into that situation where they have to choose to either not medicate their children with what is effective, or risk jail time for using it improperly. And I sarcastic quotation marks improperly.
Yeah.
If it helps a child, it should be available.
What about the vaporizing the liquid for inhalation? Does that count? Can you take the oil and vaporize it?
Yes, as long as the medication originates from the plant form. You know, when it is put in the vaporizer, then it's
legal. Okay, so there's a way around it.
Certainly.
And Ian, that method of ingestion now has helped you manage your seizures?
Oh, tremendously. You know, and along with the sports injury, it was a head injury, so I had some nerve problems and TMJ, some migraines, things that, you know, certainly didn't put me out of commission, but I needed help with, and it has. So.
MyCompassion.org.
Yes.
MyCompassion.org. Check it out online. Link to it. Come and see us in Chicago June 7th, 8th on the Navy Pier. Ian, we're going to see you there.
Yes,
we will.
I look
forward to following up with you on your recovery as well.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Ian Elliott from MyCompassion.org. Thank you for being with us. We've got one more hour to go after this next segment. Who knows where we're going to go with Super Don live from Autism One in Chicago.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
A day trip to Atlanta.
How crazy.
From Chicago.
Yeah. Super Don has never been out of his own backyard before. So
pretty much. Pretty much, yeah. Over the since between Denver and Chicago and then Atlanta, I feel like I am a world traveler.
You
now.
Are. Well, we've got questions, people around the world, so we're tending to travel with every radio broadcast. And this one's coming from Lori. It's a different Lori than I thought it was. We thought it was Lori who's here with us, but it wasn't.
Right.
She said, no, it wasn't
me. We have more than one Lori that likes us.
Yeah, double Loris. Question, comment of the day. She says, before I ask my question, I just want to say that I love you guys.
Wow.
Oh, man. We love you too, Lori. You have taken a lot of my fear away from trying to wade through the tons and tons of information out there for people who choose natural solutions. Gosh, that's good. We take fear away.
Makes
cool
us feel
that?
Good. We're doing something good here.
All right.
Doing something right.
Yeah. So she says, I work in a hospital, and it literally makes me ill to see the way these people are brainwashed, and that's just the employees.
Yeah.
Right? We think of the no, just the staff.
Right.
She says this, wow, you should see the meals they serve. Talk about your sad diet. Sad diet. It's very scary. I trust you and Dr. Batar, Mike Adams, and all of the branches of your health tree. That's cool. We got a health tree.
The health tree.
Got the health
tree. Guy. I must be the nut.
The health tree of love, and you're the nut.
I'm the nut on the tree, right?
All right. So let's see. My question. I had shingles several years ago, and my left breast and underarm area, always hurting and sensitive. It even burns sometimes. Its intensity comes and goes, but it is always there. Anything to recommend for post-herpetic pain and discomfort? Well, yeah, absolutely. The homeopathic remedy for that is Hypericum perforatum. We also would use Rust toxicodendron. This is a homeopathic poison ivy that works well with this. But really, the silver hydrosol, the bioactive silver hydrosol, the sovereign silver, topically and locally and internally. Nourish
yeah,
the herd.
So it was, yeah, okay, definitely. Because I actually know some people that, close people, that have been dealing with something similar to this. Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly getting, do you have any more of that Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel?
Right, right.
No, I don't have any right now. Oh, man, that is the only thing I've been able to find that works.
Incredible. And on top of that, what we've been uncovering with the cannabidiol, the CBD from the industrial hemp plant, if you go to hempmedspx.com, hempmedspx.com, SHW45 gets you 20% off for the month of May. We have had personal experience in my family on the use of this hemp product, industrial hemp available in all 50 states, and this is something that you can use safely, and you will not test positive for a drug that you'll be banned or fired from.
Right.
And the pain reduction is significant. You can apply the salve locally, and you can take it orally and reduce pain. This I've seen firsthand. So there you go. Post-herpetic pain, the CBD would be great. Would be great. Now, what else does she say here? Oh, by the way, she says this. You have answered my questions before on the air, and I can't tell you how thrilled I was to get an answer from you guys quicker than my own source here at home. How could we be faster than a source at your home? How is that possible?
I don't know. Depends on where that source is.
It's the Pony Express? The Robert Scott Bell Time Machine.
Okay.
Right? God bless all of you. Please don't ever leave us. I'm sending a letter to my local talk radio station to petition them to put your show on. Lori.
Nice.
Thank you, Lori. Yes.
Thank you.
By the way, if you're not sure how to do that, in the show notes at robertscatbell.com, it tells you exactly what you can do to let your local talk radio station know they should pick up the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In addition
to us streaming live through Natural News Radio, naturalnews.com, and GCN, our syndicator, and across the pond at UK.
And Digital 103 down under in Australia.
Exactly.
And we're on Stitcher, and we're on iTunes, and I don't know. It's hard to keep track.
It is. We're just glad to be here. So, yes, thank you, Lori, for helping. Hopefully that was helpful to you. Also, the water, you can find out robertswater.com. You can download the ebook for free, or we have the information embedded into my new book with Ty Bollinger, Unlock the Power to Heal. And that's what I've given to Brian Hooker. And
for those of you who are watching on the YouTube feed.
Yeah, you can see it.
Unlock
now.
The Power to... It's backwards.
Why is it backwards?
Maybe it's backwards to us.
Just to us,
I don't
probably.
Know.
You let us know.
Now it's upside down.
It could be right side up. Who knows? What else are we doing? We got John Hicks scheduled next hour. John Hicks, he's a pediatrician.
Fresh off of a lecture here at Autism One. He's gonna walk over here and we'll have him on. And we've got some other people coming up too.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Live from Autism One.
In Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. And we'll be back again in Atlanta this Saturday.
Right.
Back to Chicago for a live broadcast on Sunday.
Then back home.
Back home.
Then back to Chicago.
Back to Chicago. Are you busy yet? All right. Well, give us a call, 866-939-2355. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, and where I remind you that the power
to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.